And welcome back to the third part of this MVA course where we talk about Azure deployment and management using Azure Resource Manager, ARM. In the last part, we looked at the different resources that we use for our IaaS solutions, and we also looked at how we can deploy an infrastructure using PowerShell in an imperative way. So in this chapter, we will look at how we can work with declarative code. I explained these two concepts in the first chapter. So declarative programming is where we focus on the desired state, where we focus on the end result. We define how we want our infrastructure to look in code, and then we trust Azure to create the different resources that are needed for us to get the end result that we want. We do this by creating templates. These templates are in a JSON format, and this course will not be a course on how to write JSON documents. You can probably find good information on that somewhere else. We will look at the templates on how they look, and you will, when you see it, you will understand what it means. You will not be a JSON expert, but it won't be a problem to understand how these templates work. It's quite simple and it's very easy to read. We are going to work with Visual Studio. Some of you are maybe not fluent in Visual Studio, neither am I, but Visual Studio is the tool that I prefer to do this because we get a lot of support for doing this kind of templates. But you can, of course, work with Notepad or any other text editor that you prefer. So we will build templates with Visual Studio and we will deploy these templates. And as you shall see, the actual deployment is actually done in PowerShell. So let's start by taking a look at my desktop and let's start Visual Studio. What I can do when I start Visual Studio is I can go to File and New Project. And if I go to Cloud, I find something that is called Azure Resource Group. For this to work, we need to make sure that we have some things installed. And if you look here for me, I have something called Microsoft Azure Tools. And this is what you need to install for this to work. So just to search on the internet for Microsoft Azure Tools for Visual Studio, and you will find it, and you can download it, and you can install it. So let's go back. File, New Project. Cloud Azure Resource Group. Let's give it a name. Visual Studio ARM Demo. ARM Templates Demo. And I just store it on my desktop and I press OK. What Visual Studio now gives me is a couple of templates that are already there. Web apps plus SQL. And when Azure Resource Manager was launched, this was what you could do with it. It didn't really support IaaS solutions at all. But now it does. So now we can also choose Windows Virtual Machines, Windows Server Virtual Machines with load balancers. We can deploy a Ubuntu server with Docker or just an Ubuntu server or just a blank template. I will make this rather easy for myself. So I will just choose a Windows Virtual Machine and press OK. Visual Studio then gives me a new project with a couple of folders. Up here you can see a scripts folder, a templates folder, and a tools folder. In the tools folder, we have a tool called AC Copy, Azure Copy. We will not need that for this demonstration. That tool is used if you want to upload files to Azure while doing your deployment. In the scripts folder, we have a PowerShell script, deploy Azure Resource Group. We will look at this into more detail in a while. But we will start with the files that we find in the templates folder, because this is our JSON files. So let's double click on that one, windows virtual machine.json. As you can see, this is just a lot of text. It's a text file, and this file, as I told you, you can edit this in wherever you want. And this is how JSON looks. And this is how our templates for Azure looks when using Azure Resource Manager. So in the beginning, we have something called parameters, a parameters section, where we can define parameters. In this case, we have parameters for storage account name, admin username, admin password, the DNS name for our public IP address, and also some parameters for the operating system. If you look here to the left, Visual Studio gives us this really neat tree structure of the document. So the parameter section, I can click on a parameter and it highlights the parameter in the text file. So this is nice compared to working with Notepad or something simpler. The next section is the variables section. In the variables section, we have a lot of variables. And these are already defined in this template, but you can of course go on and change this however you like. I will just keep it as it is. We have variables for location, what operating system we want to install, names for our virtual network interfaces, subnets, subnet prefix. A lot of these things you recognize from the last chapter in this course. The next part is the resource part, and this is where we have our actual resources. So this template consists of a storage account, and you see here the resource provider, Microsoft.storage. You recognize this as well from the last chapter in this course. We have a public IP address. We have a virtual network with some subnets. We have network interfaces. And here we have something interesting, because with these templates you can use something that is called depends on. And what this does is that it tells Azure that this network interface depends on the public IP address here and the virtual network here. And this means that Azure will make sure that these two things are present and are created before it moves on to create the network interfaces. So we tell Azure that please go ahead, create all these resources in parallel, just go for it. But with the network interface, wait. Let's make sure that these two things are available first. When these two resources are created, we create the network interface. And we also have some configuration for this. We use the same depends on command when we create the virtual machine, which is the last resource in this template. So we have a virtual machine with a name, a location, and then we have depends on storage account, and depends on network interface card. So we make sure that the storage account is created, it's successful. We make sure that the network interface is created and that it's successful. And when that is completed, we create the virtual machine. We then have a lot of properties for the virtual machine, of course, hardware profile, OS profile, and these things comes from the variables section and from the parameters section. If we want to add more resources to this template, it's very easy. We just right click here, add new resource. And a really good example here is an extension. So we can add extensions. So let's add a PowerShell desired state configuration extension. and let's call it VM config, and we attached it to the virtual machine, and we press add. I will not go into any details on desired state configuration. There are a lot of good courses on that on Microsoft Virtual Academy, and there are a lot of good resources on the internet for this. But this is a way for you to not only deploy your infrastructure, but to also configure your servers and making sure that you get data and things on to the servers. So when we added the VM config, Visual Studio added some parameters for us. So here we can define where the desired configuration file is located. It could be a public URL on Azure or on GitHub or something like that. We also get to provide Azure with what part of this desired configuration files that we want to apply. And if we wanted to upload things, if we had a file and we wanted to upload and use that, we can also work with artifacts locations and so on, but we will not do this for now. If we add a new virtual machine, we can do that as well. We call it VM2. We choose a storage account, and we just use the storage account that is in this template already that will be created when we deploy it. And we have the virtual network that is also in this template already. And we press add. And the same thing happens. We get a lot of new parameters for this new virtual machine. And we get a lot of new variables for this virtual machine. We can, of course, use the same variables, but Visual Studio adds these variables when we add a new resource. But for now, let's just delete this. So everything is deleted, and we are back to the very basic template with one virtual machine. Let's take a look at this other file, windows-virtual-machine.param.dev.json. This is where we can store data for our parameters. So we can input the parameters here. We don't need to do this, but we can do it in this file. If we look at the script, the deploy Azure resource group script, we can open it in PowerShell. So this is a PowerShell script that deploys this template. This script does a lot of other things as well. It is also used to upload files. We don't do that in this example. What we do is here in the end, we go to switch Azure mode, Azure Resource Manager, and then we create a new Azure resource group. And we have done this before. The difference now is that we provide it not only with name and location, we also provide it with a template file and a template parameter file. So this is a script that is being used to deploy. And if I want to, I can just run this PowerShell command and just point out the templates where they are located, and this deployment will run. If I want to do it in Visual Studio, I go here, I right click, I do deploy, new deployment. Let's close this and switch to this account. Resource group, let's create a new one. And let's call it, yeah, that's good. We put the resource group in West Europe. And I can also add it my parameters in this parameter file. Visual Studio ARM temp demo. Good name. And we use the same name for the DNS name. Save. And I can now press deploy. An admin password for my local administrator. and I now get some messages back from Visual Studio. It's creating my resource group. It tells me that my template is valid. If your syntax was to be wrong here, the JSON syntax, it would tell you and discontinue this deployment. It creates a deployment and it starts to provision my different resources. The storage account is running, virtual network is running, public IP address running. Then the virtual network has succeeded. The public IP address has succeeded. And it can then go on and create the network interfaces. The network interfaces, if you remember, was dependent on the public IP address and the virtual network. So it waited for these two to succeed, and then it created the network interface. The storage account has also succeeded, and the virtual machine, remember, was dependent on the network interface and the storage account. So when these two were finished, it started to provision the virtual machine. And this will take a while, so let's look at another way to do this. You can, of course, run it just by using PowerShell, as I showed you. You can also do like this. Let's copy this JSON file, and let's go to the portal. From the portal, I go to New, and I have it here under Recent Template Deployment. I go to Edit Template, and let's delete this and paste my template and save it. So I can actually create templates directly here in the portal. It picks up my parameters. I don't have the parameters file, but it picks up the parameters section from the template. And I can here enter the name of the storage account, the admin user, admin password, the DNS name, the same parameters that the parameters that was in this template. I can select already existing resource group. I can create a new one. I will not do this now, but it's the same principles, but instead of doing it in Visual Studio, deploying it in Visual Studio, you do it in the portal. But let's close this for now and go back to Visual Studio. And now something happened, succeeded, and we also get a list of all our resources in the resource group, the VM, the network interface, the public IP address, the virtual network, the storage account. Succeeded. So let's just as a final thing here, go back to the portal, resource groups, and there it is, VS Arm Temp Demo. And here are my different resources. So we actually had like three different ways to deploy this template. We could do it in Visual Studio, we could do it directly with PowerShell, because that's actually what Visual Studio is doing. And we can also just do it directly in the portal. And that was everything that I was going to show you about these templates in this course. There is a lot of more things to learn on how to write these templates and how to extend these templates and how to work with extensions and so on. But hopefully this was a good jumpstart for you to get started working with templates with Azure Resource Manager. In the next chapter, we will look at role-based access control. I will show you how that works in the portal, and I will show you how it works by using PowerShell. Bye for now.